Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. Will it let me say, let me say? Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
I'm excited over there, didn't you?
Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, where we don't get 30-second, 1-minute warnings anymore.
What is he doing?
I did it on both of them that time.
Oh, you did?
I said 1 minute and 30 seconds there. No one responded.
You tried
getting my attention? Okay. All right. I've seen you try to get somebody's attention on here. All right. See, Fran... No.
Station's on fire, Fran.
Yeah. All right. We are at, and I should have been paying attention, but you weren't trying to get my attention. I just want to be clear about it. All right, we're at Chickies and Pizza, South Philly, 6 o'clock, the Jordan Mailata show, and then 7 o'clock, the Players Lounge with Ike and former or future Atlanta Falcons head coach Hugh Douglas and Elliot Shore Parks and an Eagles player to be named right at 7 o'clock.
Now, I got my wife texting me, Hugh's leaving the station?
No, he's staying, and he's going to be head coach of the Falcons.
Hugh, will you knock it off? Some people are out there actually believing that you actually got the head coaching job with the Falcons.
The article does look pretty real that he put out.
He put an article out?
Yeah, well, but it's fake.
Somebody ChatGPT that I'm sure created the image. I think we need to just get Hugh to get an interview. That's all I want. I just want Hugh to get an interview. I think he deserves an interview. Look, this guy's an Eagles Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He was a dominant player. He knows defense. He knows culture. He knows weed and tweeting. And this is it's a great combination, I think. Well, look, am I wrong?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, he would agree.
Yeah. Let's go around the league.
Yeah, these teams stink.
It's time to go around the league.
Around the league.
Wow, what a busy around the league this one's going to be. So a lot of coach firings. The Atlanta Falcons, as you might have guessed because of Hugh Douglas's candidacy, have fired Raheem Morris. Even though he had the most wins in the division, tied for the most wins in the division, and the Falcons coming on strong at the end there. Pete Carroll, after 1 year, talk about a way to end a great career as a head coach. Pete Carroll fired from the Raiders. Jonathan Gannon fired from the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
Kevin Stefanski fired by the Cleveland Browns.
Future Eagles offensive coordinator.
Giants already fired Brian Daboll, and the Tennessee Titans fired their head coach, middle of the year, right? So that's a lot of openings right there. I would guess that Kevin Stefanski gets another job right away.
Yeah, I guess. I tell you, I'm not hating on Kevin Stefanski, but some of this stuff is reputation.
Yeah.
Some of this stuff is a lack of other quality coaches available.
He did win Coach of the Year.
He won twice.
Yeah, oh, twice.
Yeah,
there you go.
Two of them. He also let Baker Mayfield go.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And he couldn't fix Deshaun Watson. And he didn't like Shador Sanders. And I think, in part, the GM is staying in Cleveland.
Yes.
Because he selected Shador Sanders. I just don't know if Kevin Stefanski is anything more than we've already seen. What situation is he going to go to and turn them into something better than they are?
Well, I think the question really becomes with this many openings, and who knows what happens in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. who knows what happens in Baltimore. I think those are still, they're at least conversations.
Oh, Pittsburgh just found their excuse to run it back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They made the playoffs. They're not firing Tomlin.
Yeah. 10-7.
Aaron Rodgers will be back next year and everything.
Lock. I think this is a Super Bowl. Like this is their Super Bowl. 10-7 and Rodgers being okay.
Yeah. The Stefanski thing, I think, is just like the amount of head coaching candidates that are actually out there.
Yep.
And who knows?
He's probably the best of the ones that are available.
That are fired. Yeah, I think so. And who knows? The Shador Sanders thing could have gotten him fired because it was intimated that the owner wanted Shedeur Sanders, and that's why they drafted him. He clearly did not want to play Shedeur Sanders. Yep. He made it clear he didn't want to play Shedeur Sanders. And mishandling that. Look, if you're Kevin Stefanski, what you do, you have to do, if you don't think Shedeur Sanders can play and your owner does, is give him every chance to succeed and let him fail.
Yeah.
And let him, and then it won't be your fault.
Right.
But when you make it more difficult, that, like, I think that probably cost him his job.
Yeah, I would agree. And, you know, I'm not even the biggest Shedeur fan from a on the field standpoint, but he clearly was the best in the building, would have given them more excitement. And who knows, had he started maybe week four, I'm not saying he had to start coming out because they had Flacco. They had Flacco early. And once you decided to move off Flacco, you should have went to Shedeur, not Dillon Gabriel. And Shedeur, who knows, he would be, maybe he would be further along and could have saved Stefanski's job.
Right.
By playing well.
Or you're at least sure that he can't play, or like you've made your point.
Yep.
But making your point this way, that's not the way to make your point.
Yeah.
Interesting, too, Chris Ballard and Shane Steichen keep their job in Indianapolis after being the first team in history
Chris Ballard, boy.
To be first team in history to be six games over 500 and then finish under 500.
Yeah.
So the Eagles were 7-2 in the co-tight and then finished, you know, 7-9, but they were only five games over 500. I think the thing from a Steichen standpoint is that team – after they lost Daniel Jones.
They went down after they lost Daniel Jones.
And they did not quit. I mean, that team was in games, you know. Like, they kept losing, but it didn't seem like he lost the locker room. I was listening to Nick Foles' season podcast the other day, and they were talking about the coaches, you know, why they lose their job or don't lose their job. And Foles said, it's basically, have you lost the locker room or have you not lost the locker room?
Yeah.
And it didn't seem like Steichen lost the locker room there.
No.
I just wonder what they do next year.
I like Steichen as a coach. That team was in very good position before Daniel Jones went down.
Well, they were leading the league in point score. They were leading the league in point differential. Yeah. They had a pretty easy schedule. But the question with them is, even if you keep Daniel Jones, he tore his Achilles. He's probably not going to play next year.
Yep.
Is what they do for a quarterback. Maybe they just have one holdover guy that they do until Jones is healthy.
Well, they do got a top five pick on their roster.
Oh, Anthony Richardson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's probably not going to be him.
Future Eagle, Anthony Richardson.
Probably not going to be him.
Come on, give me a nice little backup, the project in Anthony Richardson.
Another guy that can't throw around here?
Well, he's got a hose.
Yeah. You can't throw where it's supposed to go.
Yeah, exactly.
If you squint, you see Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to squint Josh pretty Allen. Hard. Well, they both had low completion percentages.
Johnson.
Yeah. Oh, I meant to mention, before we go back around the lake, just another point in your Jahad Campbell is not an edge. Dude, he busts through the line. Josh Johnson is standing right in front of him. Josh Johnson moves, just takes a step to the side.
Yeah.
And Jahad Campbell goes diving into nothingness. Was not like, you know.
Our Eagles insider said that's an edge rusher.
Yeah, didn't look like an edge rusher kind of rush to me, you know.
And Elliott's lucky. Because I like Jahad Campbell. It's the only reason I haven't constantly reminded him.
Yes.
That.
He's a good-looking linebacker.
Yes.
The second he goes on the edge, he looks too small.
Yeah.
When he's a linebacker, looks big.
Well, an edge rusher looks like Jalen Hunt.
Yes.
Yes. another funny note. The New York Giants, just the dumbest organization of all time. The last few years, winning the absolute worst games to win. So last week against the Raiders, they can assure themselves the number one pick of losing to the Raiders. They beat the Raiders.
Yep.
So then this week, they're given a gift. The Raiders somehow beat the Kansas City Chiefs, and if they just lose the game against the Cowboys, they get the number one pick in the draft. They win the last two games of the season. Instead of having the number one pick in the draft, they now have the number five pick in the draft, which is that they're not going to take a quarterback. They think Jackson Dart's a quarterback.
Draft capital, though.
But yes, or you trade down, you get an extra first round pick. Look at what happened with the Travis Hunter thing.
Yep.
You know, somebody loves that. You know, Indiana quarterback, maybe somebody gives you something.
Better get him, yeah. I agree. I don't understand the strategy there.
No. It's bad strategy.
Well, it's like the year the Jets won that game and cost themselves Trevor
another
Lawrence.
Another reason Joe Shane shouldn't be there, that should have been a directive from him.
Yes, it should have been from the owner.
Yeah, we don't win this game today.
Yes.
By any means
And you know
necessary.
What? It shouldn't have been from the owner because I bet John Mara wants to win the football game because he's so sick of losing. But if you're Joe Shane, you go to John Mara and you go, look, sir, we are absolutely going to win this football game. And then you go over to Kafka and you go, if you win this football game, I'm going to wring your neck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Myles Garrett gets the single season sack record, 23 sacks.
Yay.
Now, was done in 17 games.
Oh, it don't matter.
Now, per snap, he's the all-time leader. I think he had 450 snaps compared to the other guys that were over 500 and 600.
Mm-hmm.
But 17 games rather than 16 games.
Yeah, well, I mean, if we're going to do that then, and Reggie is still the all-time sack leader. He did it in 12.
In 12 games, yeah.
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 Strahan pointed that out.
Oh, did he?
After the game.
What?
That it was only seven games.
Yeah, because he's a hater.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, also, his final sack was nonsense.
Yeah. Which is, I don't even know why he's hating. Yes, exactly. How you got the record was bogus.
By the way, did you see the stat that if the Giants win today, they're 8-30 in their last 38 games, and four of those 8 wins have been in week 17 or 18?
So
so they're winning all the meaningless games.
Meaningless games at the
at
end of the year.
Of the season, yeah. Yeah, no, I was happy for Myles Garrett. Even though, now that I kept looking at the replay, I'm like, well, I sure hope Joe Burrow didn't take a dive right there.
Oh, Joe Burrow didn't care about that. How does
he took a dive?
How does that Bengals coach not get fired? How does that team not come out?
Because it's the Bengals.
And beat the Browns by 30 points yesterday.
Right.
Just to show that you're not a disaster.
Yeah.
Their offense had been playing well the last couple of games with Burrow. Come out, you score what? They scored 17 points against the Browns. I know it's a good defense, but you have to win that game. How does he not
at home,
Zach
too,
Taylor not get fired?
Yeah.
Gotta get fired.
Yeah, I'm out on Zach Taylor. I'm done.
Yeah. Bucks miss out on the playoffs, even though they win the final game. They beat the Panthers, but then the Falcons go and beat the Saints, and that gets Carolina Panthers into the playoffs, even though the Bucks won that last game. A disgusting game, just pouring rain. They win that game. Yeah.
And honestly, not the Carolina. I got nothing against the Bucks. But the way they finished out the season, I'm not sure they deserve to be a playoff team. Carolina, at least, is an up-and-coming team.
Yes.
And you get them in there. Okay. Hey, listen, we all dumped on Bryce Young his rookie year or what have you. He looked like, you know, he was somebody they were doing a favor for to have him out there on the football field. You got to give him credit. This year, at least he looks like a quarterback.
He's had some moments.
Yeah, he's had some moments. So I like a good redemption story, just like I like when Baker turned his career around. So I like the fact that at least Bryce Young looks okay.
How does Bowles not get fired? How is it? He is a defensive head coach. That defense has not been in the top half of the league the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know what? Some of these owners, man, they get comfortable.
Yeah.
And they just don't move on from guys. I don't know.
Matt Stafford, now the favorite to win MVP after Drake May's 1 week. But who knows? Like,
I hope Stafford wins.
Odds on this thing. What's that?
I hope Stafford wins it.
Why?
Well, because I don't think – Drake May, I think, is great. Yeah. But Stafford had 40-some touchdown passes this year. And Drake May had a bad schedule, like a very easy schedule.
Oh, okay. I thought – you're a Drake Mays man. I thought you were going to win Drake May.
Yeah. I'm not a Drake Maybe like you.
Yes.
But I just think Stafford was the best player. Well, best quarterback.
Stafford was awesome. He was absolutely awesome. He's got great weapons there, but you have great weapons. They probably led the league in points. They probably led the league in
yards.
Why
not make Sean McVay the coach of the year?
I don't know.
Well, no, I'm asking, why wouldn't you? They had the best offense.
Because they always go for the underdog stories in the coach of the
year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Vrabel's going to win coach of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the guy in Jacksonville should win it.
Plus 30,000. Oh, sorry. Liam Cohen.
Yeah. Liam Cohen. Yeah. Trying to think, Liam Cohen did a great job. The guy in Seattle, McDonald.
Yeah,
I mean,
but is this second year? It is a second year.
I mean, makes the decision to trade. They trade Geno Smith, and he brings it. I don't know. I mean, he did a great job there too. And finally, Travis Kelce said he is undecided as to when he is when he's going to make his decision about whether to retire or not.
Yeah, I don't know how that one's going to go. I could see it either way.
Well, that's going to be one of those weird things where I bet the Chiefs are sort of hoping he retires.
Right.
Because they don't want to pay him what they're going to have to pay him to keep playing, given where he is now.
Sure.
It might be a weird thing in Kansas City.
And much like us, have we done with our legendary players of lately, they don't want to see Travis Kelce in another uniform.
No.
So if he has a desire to play, then he's probably going to play in Kansas City.
If Dallas Goedert leaves?
I said that. Oh, you mean with us?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Dallas going to Kansas City.
I'm talking about 1 year of Travis Kelce here, and we get the Taylor Swift bump.
That's a good move.
And she can get back to being an Eagles fan.
Yes.
That's her, a good move.
And Kylie and Jason could all get back to being Eagles fans.
We're all back in.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
215-592-9494. Justin in Tennessee. You're on WIP. What's up, feller?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
What's up, Justin?
Man, I want to hit something real quick. I didn't like them sitting the starters. I wanted to go for the 2-seed. That was me. But when you could kind of tell last week early on that Sirianni was, you could tell they were going to sit the starters for the most part. You could tell very early on. But one thing I've not heard people talk about, yeah, they could have won the game. They didn't run Tank at all in the fourth quarter. Horrible, atrocious play calling. I don't know if they were wanting to, like people said, they were wanting to show, oh, look at me, look at me. But if they did, it's look at how bad we are at play calling. But one person that I've not heard people say who should be upset, and I'm sure they run it by this guy. We're gonna sit the starters, Mr. Lurie. We're gonna do this. Look at the money they stand to lose by not having that 2-seed and getting 2 home playoff games. If I was Mr. Lurie, I'd be madder than a wet hen, boy. I'd be peeling eggs left and right, saying, "Look at the dadgum playoff money Ince has toasted me." I mean, you got to admit that's gonna be a lot of money in ticket sales and concessions if things don't just fall perfect. Yep. I mean, yep. Am I right or am I wrong? I mean, you know they had to run it by
right.
him. It was Lurie. It was Howie, and they were telling Nick this is what we want to do. But the play calling dictated how that game was played and how they lost. The ridiculousness, the buffoonery. I mean, it's second and third and one and stuff, and you're throwing it. You threw it 40 times with a backup quarterback with backup players, and you've got a backup running back who's gashing them for 6 yards a clip, and you don't run it. And you get down in the on the 2 and you're throwing it, and then you wind up throwing a pick. If I'm Mr. Lurie, boy, somebody's going to have some answering to do for that, because you've took a lot of money out of my pocket by trying to show me just how good you are or whatever people are thinking they tried to do. I think they believe they could win with backup, but they crapped the bed with the play calling, guys. That's my opinion on it. I mean, it was bad. But real quick, I didn't hear it right off because I got started late. I had a lot of crap going on at work. Corey, today's his birthday. Happy birthday, Corey. I know he led off at the end of the day. Not sure if y'all knew that, but happy
the
birthday,
the Buckeyes
Corey
gave Jones. Him a great birthday present.
Sure enough did. And yes, Joe Judge did. He's like a special teams coach or something for Ole Miss, and he got his hind end ripped by that new head coach down there when he screwed that up. I loved it. And also, a buddy of mine yesterday, the guy that had me up in Philly, yesterday was his birthday, and he's got a house down here in Tennessee, and he had me and Owen down yesterday. So we've decided I ain't watching ball games with him no more because it's just I'm a mush.
Oh,
I
mean, yeah. Wait a minute. Did you cost us all the way in Tennessee?
Yeah.
I hung out
with my buddy Matt and his family, his wife Amanda, and they cooked dinner for me and Owen and everything. We hung out, watched the ball game. We was all just madder than hell together. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we had it on the split screen, and when McKee threw the incompletion, the daggone field goal went through the uprights for Detroit. I was like, you can't make this crap up. It was ridiculous.
Because I was in the other room watching. I was watching Detroit kick the field goal.
Oh, really?
And I ran back to the living room where they were watching the game. And I'm like, how the hell did Washington get the ball back? I'm like, what happened on fourth down?
Oh, yeah, we threw it out of bounds.
Threw it out of bounds.
Yeah. At least it wasn't intercepted, Ike.
Yeah, threw it 15 yards out of bounds at that. But, hey, one thing, y'all said this too. I've harped on this for years. I think I posed the question, would you rather have Tanner McKee or Malik Willis? Give me Malik Willis any day of the week, twice on Sunday. Because if my starting quarterback is mobile and athletic, I want my backup to be mobile and athletic where I don't have to change things. If I got a pocket passer for a starter, I want a pocket passer for a backup. But I've always said this. If you, like Jalen Hurts, Michael Vick, whomever it is, if they're mobile, you don't want a statue backup quarterback, in my opinion. I want to be able, just like the Ravens done with Huntley. They've done it for years with Huntley and Lamar, man. It's ridiculous. But anyway, I'm going to get off here. If I'm Jeffrey Lurie, I'm peeling ass and taking names. I'm going to holler at y'all later. I love you, boys. I mean it.
All right, Justin.
All right, Justin. We might need to lock Justin in, like, a room during Eagles games. Because
so he can't see anything.
Well, I mean, he came up here. Yeah, he ruined the Philly season.
He did.
He ruined the Eagles 2023 season. And
he ruined the Philly season twice.
Twice?
Yeah, he came up here.
It was that year.
Twice.
That was the year we lost to Arizona.
Oh, and then this year he obviously ruined the season by coming up here.
Yeah, he's a problem.
And then he's running around in Tennessee, you know, the gallivanting with bad luck guys or whatever.
Yeah.
He's bad news.
Yeah.
Where was he in 1999 when Tennessee finally won the national championship? Was he in jail?
Locked in a room. Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. He was probably a problem.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Balls won the title.
Oh, yeah. And how? Happy birthday, Corey. How old do we think Corey is?
I would say like 32.
Okay.
Or 33.
Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Now get your damn math right. Spike on the drive home, still mad about Kristen.
Well, she was a great caller.
She was a great caller.
Yeah.
Really wrong.
Yeah, there might be a misconception that when people yell at me like that I don't like it. Are you kidding me? Oh,
yeah, you wake him up.
Yeah, like a pig in slop. She was the best caller of the day. I want her to call every day. What'd she say? Get your math right?
Yep, get your math right.
You get your math right.
Yeah, my math was correct. Except for the whole thing about the bye week and that I was wrong about all day. Yeah. What's next?
What, Bernie Williams wasn't available for the bench coach gig? Of course. Chuck in Mount Airy.
I forgot what he said. He slid something in there today.
Oh, did he?
It was a small win today, yes.
Well, he called Schwarber fat again, which he loves doing.
Oh, that's a funny thing, though.
Yeah. That's more digging at you.
I know.
Yes. Yeah. He hates every Philly but
Bryce.
But Bryce. What's next?
Have your colleagues shared personal info with you? Are you willing to betray them on the mic? Join Ike Reese for his new Odyssey podcast. Hey, everybody, I wanted to let you know that Ben Davis used to dye his hair. Alex in Lancaster.
We had moved past that without Ben texting me, so he maybe didn't even hear that. Thanks for bringing it back up.
Yeah.
He's always listening.
But he let it go.
Well, what if people think you just all of a sudden went completely gray one year?
You just have jet black hair.
Yeah. Like, I'm going gray, but you can see, if you look at pictures of me over the last six years, you can see it gradually happen. It's not like Ben got scared one day. You know, it's not like somebody was hiding behind a door and scared him and all of a sudden he has white hair. That's not how it works.
Still thick, though.
Oh, it is thick.
Thick hair.
Thick head of hair. Yeah, helmet. You got a helmet up there. What's next?
Everyone's mad at Ringo for running away from tackling Josh Johnson, but if you watch the All-22, you could see Nick Sirianni in the back of the end zone yelling, "Keeley, come over here for a minute!" Detective Chuck in Mount Airy continuing to expose Nick Sirianni sabotaging his players.
Yeah, Chuck does not like Petrullo or Sirianni.
No. The Bash Bros.
Yeah.
No. Listen, he's like a dog with a piece of meat in his mouth.
When
he gets one, he's not letting up.
Yeah, he was the second best call of the day. Kristen was number one, but Chuck was a very close number two.
Yeah.
You like how I disarmed Chuck by wishing him a happy new year?
Yeah, he didn't know what to do.
Yep. Yeah. What's next?
She's so hot. Jolly listening to caller Kristen cook Spike.
We had jolly time this weekend, didn't we? Oh, no, he didn't.
He did Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Oh, well, did he do the countdown?
He did the countdown.
There was a video of it. Did you see him tweet over the weekend that he knew Bin Laden was dead before almost everyone else?
Yeah.
He did.
He sure did. It's a hot take.
Did he explain how?
He did not. Okay. I retweeted it, though.
Yes.
I mean, what a thing to say. I mean, we need an hour with Jolly this summer, too. We're going to have so much fun this summer. Between Bam and Jolly, what's next?
Spike when Donovan said Drake May should be MVP.
Yeah.
I was waiting for the pushback.
Well, I gave him pushback on the Purdy, Jalen question.
Jalen Purdy.
Well, you can give whatever answer you want. All I gave him pushback was, he was going to say, well, I'm going to defend our guy. That's not what I'm asking you to do. I asked you who was the better quarterback.
His heart said Jalen, his head said Brock.
He did like he does like Purdy. That's why I wanted to ask you. Yeah. He's mentioned a few times he likes Purdy. So. Yeah. What's next?
The Eagles sat their starters yesterday, costing them the 2 seed, which was bound to raise questions today from the grizzled Philly media. The questions, ESP. So Tank Bisbee's really good, huh? Ruben Frank. We all know Jalen is clutch, but on a scale of 1 to 10, why is he a 15? Frank in Ardmore.
Elliot with a softball question.
Oh, the leadoff. Yeah, just you're writing a Tank Bigsby article next week? I mean, unbelievable.
How upset he is.
He can't respond.
Yeah, it was almost like they all got a text from Eagles PR saying, hey, softballs today. Nothing about it. We let the 2 seed slip through our fingers. Nothing.
Don't
nothing at all.
Nick, you're the best.
Yeah, nothing at all that we think we're so good we can win with all of our backups, even though we barely win our games with our friggin' starters.
Yep, Elliot.
I don't think Elliot, because he's been shut out of the last couple of press conferences.
Coming. Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. How good is Tank Bigsby?
That's why they let him back in today. They knew they were leading it off with a softball.
All right, we're done.
What up, guys?
Oh, hey, Elliot.
I was the one yesterday that asked why he didn't play the starters and if he should have played Devontae.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So you did it. Yeah.
You said didn't want to double up today.
You only want to do your job 1 out of 2 days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, more like 1 out of 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Elliot will be here next as we start the Jordan Mailata show. That's coming up at 6. Then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and we still don't know.
There
will be an Eagles player.
Tank Bigsby.
Could be anyone.
I think I'm the player tonight.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, some would say. Some would say. We will be, but the WIP Afternoon Show will be back with you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.